Plenty of people don't get jobs because they're overly qualified. But when a leading candidate to regulate the accounting industry loses out because he's expected to do the job too well, raises more questions than an Enron earnings report. The accounting industry apparently considers John H. Biggs too tough. Mr. Biggs now oversees a large pension system, and he came highly recommended to head the new federal agency charged to oversee accounting practices. But Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Harvey Pitt now looks as if he will pass over Mr. Biggs. Our friend from the business world, Joe Nocera, joins us from our studios in New York. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Is there any other explanation?
I thought the story in the paper on Friday unveiling this was astounding and devastating to Harvey Pitt, the chairman of the SEC. Mm-hmm. What the story said was that Harvey Pitt was backing away from Mr. Biggs because his former clients in the accounting industry and some Republicans thought he was going to be too tough on the industry. Talk about sending the exact wrong signal. Mm-hmm. However, it needs to be pointed out that this is a long way from being played out, and it seems to me the hope is that a story like this will actually force Mr. Pitt's hand and actually help Mr. Biggs's cause in getting this job, because, mm-hmm. I mean, God, if ever we need people who are tough on the accounting industry, it's going to be the people running this committee.
Isn't Harvey Pitt himself under a great deal of scrutiny now? I mean, there are even some political campaigns in which he's become something of an issue.
Absolutely. It has really been a problem. You know, he came into office before all the scandal stuff, basically poo-pooing the efforts of his predecessor, Arthur Levitt, who had really campaigned to, you know, toughen up standards and reform research and do a better job with accounting, and all of which he lost politically. And you know, he has been very slow to react to the scandals. More recently, there was a sense that he'd gotten religion. There were a number of examples of that, the most recent of which took place this week, where basically Pitt called up Elliot Spitzer, the New York State Attorney General, who has been way out front of him on most of these issues, and said, listen, let's team up so that we can reform globally, not just affect some reforms in New York State. And that a lot of people saw that as a big sign of progress. And so for this to happen makes people think, oh, no, he really hasn't changed after all. It's the same old Harvey Pitt. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty untenable situation if it continues.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn now to the latest development in the scandal that in many ways kicked off this scrutiny. Andrew Fastow, Enron's chief financial officer, has been charged with conspiracy and fraud, the highest-ranking Enron executive to be targeted by federal prosecutors. Does this mean that Jeffrey Skilling and Kenneth Lay have to worry that he's going to drop a dime on him?
Well, if he has a dime to drop, I mean, that is the big question. It's becoming clearer, I think, that they will not get Skilling and Lay just for being asleep at the switch. They need, mm-hmm. you know, the scandal. We now have money changing hands between executives at Enron. I mean, it's become a good old-fashioned sleazeball scandal. Which makes it much easier to prosecute than when it was a complicated accounting scandal. So, you know, in the papers this week, before the indictment on Wednesday, there were some stories that suggested that there would be another person implicated by Fastow, and naturally people thought, oh, this must be Skilling or Lay. It turned out that they were talking about a guy named Rick Causey, mm-hmm. who was Enron's treasurer, and who was a much actually smaller fish. So, you know, the only way Fastow is going to help himself is if he can implicate Skilling or Lay. Mm-hmm. But I would have to say it's really unknown whether he can do that or not.
As they say in baseball, that's why they go ahead and play the games. I guess in the legal system, that's why they go ahead and have the trials, isn't it?
Exactly.
And an inelegant segue, perhaps. Martha Stewart has resigned from the New York Stock Exchange Board. Do you see this as a kind of prelude for her resigning other corporate positions, perhaps even the helm of her own company?
It's really hard to see how her company can survive if she resigns, since mm-hmm. she is the company. And I think in that case, she'll hang on as long as she can. But it is becoming clearer and clearer that this problem is not going to go away. It also is becoming clearer that there's a real question about whether what she did was in fact insider trading. But she's made it a lot easier on the feds, because if it turns out that she lied, They're going to have her on obstruction of justice, and it won't matter whether she was an inside trader or not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as is so often the case, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Is there any indication, Joe, as to whether or not the value of her name has been devalued over the past few months?
Oh, if you look at the stock price of Martha Stewart, Living OmniMedia, or whatever the name of the company is, absolutely. I mean, this is now a $5 stock or something. Mm-hmm. It has dropped precipitously in the last few months. Also, by the way, you know, the main corporation with which she has dealings, i.e. Kmart, is bankrupt. So it's a little hard to tell whether sales are falling off because her name is damaged or because Kmart's in bankruptcy. But in either case, it's not a healthy sign.
The combination of a bankrupt corporation and a besmirched public name cannot spell sales success.
Exactly. You know, and if she does get indicted, then she will have to resign from the company. And then I would have to say the future of the company would be in grave doubt.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Joe Nocera is executive editor of Fortune magazine. He joined us from our studios in New York.